Late again, Sloane.
By Yeri Lopez.
I'm late, I'm late, cried Sloane Sloth as he plodded through the jungle. Boone Bear's birthday party had already started. Sloane had taken a nap after lunch and forgotten all about it. When he arrived, Sloane didn't see anyone. The chairs were empty, and a party hat tumbled in the breeze.
You made it!
Boone Bear exclaimed, giving Sloane a tight bear hug.
But you missed the party, Bippin said.
The green monkey was hanging upside down from a branch with icing all over his face. Sloane hung his head. He didn't mean to miss Boone's birthday party.
What matters is that you came, said Boone.
Are you coming to my coconut ball game tomorrow?
Bippin asked. He was now bouncing wildly on his tail, using it like a spring. Sloane smiled.
Of course. What time does it begin? 2 o'clock.
I'll be there, Sloane promised. The next day, Sloane had a big, delicious lunch. He felt full and very sleepy after eating so much food, so he laid down under his favorite banana tree and drifted off to sleep. When Sloane woke up, he noticed the sun had already begun dipping low in the sky. He took a quick look at his watch.
I'm late! I'm very late! He shouted as he stood up.
Sloane, where are you going in such a hurry? Asked Ruby Rabbit.
To the coconut ball game, Sloane yelled over his shoulder.
Sloane, wait! Ruby shook her head sadly.
The game is over.
The sloth skidded to a halt, landing face first in a bush. I've let my friends down again, he thought. When Sloane arrived at Vipin's treehouse, he found his friend curled up in a corner. Vipin wiped a tear from his eye.
You missed the game, he groaned.
I'm sorry. I won't do it again, Sloane apologized. But the very next day, Sloane missed their trip to the big river, too. His tardiness was becoming a problem. That night, while Sloane was sound asleep and snoring as loud as a dragon, Boone and Vipin crept into Sloane's room. They had come up with the perfect plan to help him.
There's no way we can let him miss the trip to the caves tomorrow, whispered Boone as Sloane let out another heavy snore.
The next morning, when Sloane woke up and looked at his watch, he gasped,
Oh no, I overslept again.
The sloth dashed through the forest, arriving at a big oak. He found only Vipin hanging from a branch.
Where is everyone? Sloane asked, panting heavily. I missed the trip, didn't I?
Vipin swung off the branch and landed right on Sloane's head, giving his friend a big hug.
Not hardly, he said between giggles. You made it, Sloane, only this time you're early.
Sloane looked at his watch. He was late by almost an hour. Boone strolled up, laughing.
Last night, while you were sleeping, we set your watch forward 1 whole hour.
When Sloane understood what his friends had done, he gave them both a big, tight sloth hug.
You guys are the best pals a sloth could have.